Hello and welcome to Cloud 9 Radio. Today, I'm Levi Brown along with...
Molly Linehan. I'm always Molly Linehan, Levi.
And today we have Justin Rickett. How you doing, Justin?
Good, guys. How you doing today?
Pretty good. Warm weather out. Everybody
yeah,
knows.
Yeah, it's really nice. I didn't have to put on a jacket today.
I was going
to
say, I'm wearing shorts today, just for anybody that wants to know or is wondering what I'm doing here in Pittsburgh. It is a very beautiful day outside, but yeah. So let's get started with the show. I'm going to start off with the first question for you, Justin. Welcome to Cloud 9, by the way, if I didn't mention it already.
Oh, glad to be here.
So
he looks like Jesus, by the way. Justin looks like Jesus.
Well, that's what they tell me. I go with the flow around here, so.
Before I begin with the question, I know Justin way before we even started school at Robert Morris because it was Accepted Students Day, and everyone had to go up on stage, or, you know, people were selected out of the crowd to go up on stage and present something special about them or so. And Justin's was, he looks like Jesus, so that's how I knew Justin. He also lives in Yorktown. That's how I also know him. He lives a floor below me, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, floor two,
baby.
Floor three is always better, though. But, so, Justin, your talent is baseball. So, when did you start playing the sport of baseball?
Oh, I've probably been playing since before I could remember, but officially probably five years old I started T-ball, and I've just been, every year since then, I've been kicking it with the bat and ball, so.
I was going to say, I remember when I was younger, my dad, we used to live in the Friendship neighborhood of Pittsburgh, and we would always play, you know, catch out on the street or on the sidewalk, and I remember so many bloody noses from fastballs thrown my way. It was like, he was like, all right, you got to catch it. And I'm like, okay. Next thing you know, just impact with nose. I'm like, okay, this is bad. And, like, blood's dripping. I'm like, I got to catch a fastball one of these days. So that's, like, my earliest memory of baseball. And I actually played for a league before. I remember we were the Diamondbacks. We wore purple, obviously, like the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh, yeah.
And fun fact, we lost all of our games.
Good job. I'm proud of you, Levi.
Thank you, Mara. That was, it was fun playing baseball. Like, I don't mind playing baseball. I just, the batting part. I like catching, you know, the baseball. It's just I'm horrible at batting.
Oh, batting's, it's tough, man. Batting. I mean, it's tough, especially the older you get, better the competition gets. It's not easy. It's not for everybody. That's pretty obvious out there nowadays. But, you know, I think everybody should try it at least once. It is America's pastime, after.
Right. I was going to say, definitely is. They were talking about, you know, Fallout 4, right, Justin? The game?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Diamond City, where Fenway Park is currently. And the guy, I forget his name, I think it's Mo or so, and he thinks that baseball is a sport about killing. Because obviously, you know, they don't know the past, the pre-war world. And he's like, they had these bats called swatters, and they would kill the other team. I'm like, and then you can have the option to say, that's not how baseball was played. Look, there were three bases. There were players in infield. Or not infield, players in outfield, a batter and a pitcher. And, like, the way he responds, he's like, oh, so you're smarty pants, huh? It's just hilarious because, I don't know, Fallout's always funny to me. But baseball, that's my earliest memory of, like, playing baseball or seeing baseball.
Yeah,
so,
that's awesome.
Mar, do you have any memories about baseball or
softball? I actually played softball all throughout middle school and high school. So I played on my middle school team, my freshman team, and my varsity team, softball. I actually broke my thumb batting on my birthday, too. Oof. So it was a very good time. I think it was maybe my 16th birthday or 17th. No, I think it was my 17th birthday. Yeah, that was a good birthday.
Gee.
Yep, my dad and all my family was there. Like, my mom, my stepdad was there, except my brother. I don't know what he was doing. But, and my dad came... And my grandma came into town. But by the time that they got to the game, it was, like, in the second inning, and I already got hurt. So I wasn't, like, playing at that point.
Hmm.
And I was really upset because, like, I felt bad that my grandma came 2 hours to,
just to watch you sit.
Yeah, to watch me play, and I wasn't able to play. I mean, it was my birthday, too, so she did get to see me for my birthday. But still, I kind of felt bad for her for that.
Yeah, I was going to say... having them, they're probably wondering, like, why does she have me come all the way up just to watch her sit? I mean, it is her birthday, but
Yeah, she probably didn't care. She'd probably rather be back at home. Okay, so the next question. Did anyone influence you to play baseball?
Probably my dad. I used to tell people whenever I was younger, he used to read me the rule book to bed, you know, instead of Dr. Seuss like everybody else did.
Oh, yeah.
Which is partially true, probably, because that's my dad played baseball. You know, he used to tell me to sit in his lap and watch baseball games with him. So I was surrounded by it at a very young age, and I think it just kind of took off as I got older. So I'd probably say my dad definitely had an influence on me and my brothers. I had to go and watch him play all the time when I was younger. He was 7 years older than I was, so whenever I wasn't playing yet, whenever he was already playing in Little League, so I had to go watch him play all the time. And I loved watching and loved playing it, so yeah. Definitely probably my family, though, in general, influenced me overall.
Gotcha. Do you have any favorite players from MLB that
I've had some past players. Vladimir Guerrero used to play for the Los Angeles Angels and the Montreal Expos before they
became the
Angels.
Capitals, right? Montreal.
No, Montreal became the Angels.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Gotcha.
So that's where, and Vladimir Guerrero is probably one of my favorite players ever. He used to be able to hit anything. Like, he hit balls that bounced all the time, and that was his big thing. You know, he didn't have a great eye, so I just thought it was really cool. Of course, you know, we got Andrew McCutchen for the Pirates. He's awesome. You know,
everybody loves
him, so I got to go with that.
What about Roberto Clemente?
Oh, fantastic.
I'm just listening, there's one name that I know in baseball, and especially for Pittsburgh, obviously he played for the Pirates, it's Roberto Clemente. I mean.
Oh, yeah, I mean, right field, he's the one who wanted me to wear number 21 every year, actually. Him and Sammy Sosa, before I knew Sammy Sosa did steroids, of course.
Oh, yeah, everyone knows.
Yeah, it's whatever for that, but, I mean, there's just so many players. I love baseball so much that I have so many. I love everybody pretty much who play the game. So, but to narrow it down, definitely those three guys probably would top the list, I'd say.
I remember I was watching like top 10 baseball highlights. It was Griffey Sr. and Griffey Jr. I was watching them play because they were traded to the same team.
Yeah, they're both playing the same team.
I'm trying to remember what – I think the Marlins. Was it the –
I think it was the Reds. It might have been the Reds or the Mariners. It was either the Mariners or the Reds. I'm pretty sure it might have been the Mariners. Seattle?
Yeah. I don't know why I thought it was.
It could have been. I could be wrong. That's happened before, but you know.
You being wrong.
Man.
That happens to Levi so much.
A lot. I was watching those highlights between, you know, father and son, how they were playing around. It's like, just like a brother relationship instead of a father-son relationship. Baseball does. Pretty fun to watch, and pretty, you know, there's names out there that stick out in every sport, and obviously baseball has their number since it's America's number one, you know, sport. America's pastime. But on to the next question, Justin. What position do you particularly play in baseball?
I'm a catcher. I'm the guy that puts on all the gear and gets behind the plate and gets the crap beat out of him every game. So
don't you get hot?
Yeah,
with like your hair
not anymore.
And your beard.
No, you'd be surprised. It's adaptation, you know.
Do you get a hair hat or hat hair?
Hair hat. Yeah, absolutely. I get hat hair all the time. Yeah, but it's just something to kind of deal with. No one sees my face for the game anywhere after the game, so I just put the hat back on before I go out there and don't have to have that embarrassing look.
Oh, so when you're the catch, does the umpire is the man behind you, correct?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh, Levi.
I'm just making sure I had the positions of baseball down.
I even know that.
I'm just making sure. I'm not too big on baseball. But so does the catcher have to make certain calls too, or do they just have to catch? Like, say if the umpire didn't catch something, does the catcher have to, like, you know, tell him, like, hey, there was actually, you know, say someone's running the home base and
– He got this very messed up, guys. This is not how baseball works.
I'm just asking, so do you make decisions too along with the umpire? Or does
not as far as judgment calls go in the game. If someone's out, someone's safe, it's a ball or a strike, it's completely up to the umpire. I can't change a call or anything. It's what he says goes. That's final pretty much. Two umpires can converse and they can change a call if they think it needs to be changed, but it doesn't happen very often. So usually his word is law. So.
Okay, just wondering. Just wondering.
You're all right.
So you guys are picking on me a little bit, but
no. But the catcher does make calls, such as like if someone's running to second or something, you can throw the ball 2 seconds to get them out
on
the field.
We call pitchers
the
pitchers. You know,
yeah.
Throw fast,
I think that's what
ball.
You meant by, like, calls. Like, not what the umpire does. He has
no
affiliation with that. Yeah.
Just wondering. That's
it's
all.
Just Levi being Levi. It's okay, guys. It's just a normal Tuesday. It really is. Who is your favorite baseball team?
Ooh. Oh, definitely the Pirates. No doubt.
Thank you.
There's always
absolutely.
There's always someone in the city that has a like sports team, and they don't like that sports team. Like I remember when the Steelers were playing the Cardinals in Super Bowl 43. Totally different sport, but you know, just as an example, there were Pittsburghers sporting Cardinals. I'm like, why? Like, why, guys? Come on, just root for the home team. But yeah, Pirates are my favorite too.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you from Pittsburgh?
I'm from not in the city. But yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like I'm from Butler, which is a little north of Pittsburgh.
About maybe
45 minutes. So.
Yeah, that's close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a couple people that go here are that are from Butler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of them too. I was in high school with a bunch of them.
I know Trevor Young is one of them.
Absolutely.
I would say, and I have there's someone in Yorktown on the first floor that lives in Butler. Mm-hmm. Or that's from Butler, but yeah, I know a couple people from Butler.
Oh yeah.
It's
a lot of us came here. It was really surprising.
Yeah, it's like a little reunion, Butler.
Yeah,
reunion.
It was really, really weird coming here and seeing, like, I knew, like, three people right off the bat.
Did your high school, like, at the end of your senior year, did you, like, tell your high school where you're going? I mean, obviously, the transcripts and stuff. But did you tell them, like, did the entire, like, school get to know where you're going to college?
No, I don't think, not, like, during commencement for graduation, it's kind of called our names and didn't tell anybody where went to college. And they had programs at the commencement, so where each kid was going to college.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could find out if you wanted to, but it wasn't broadcasted really anywhere.
Yeah.
Because,
I know at my high school, there was, a map, and then they had, pins for, students that are going, wherever. I'm at Robert Morris, so, they put in one for me, had my name on it. And they, pinned it in. And then, a couple other students that from my graduating class that were going here, they had their names in there, too. So you could kind of see.
Yeah.
Like, it was, for everyone to see.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't know if they did anything like that for, because I don't even know where my program's at for commencement. But at senior recognition night at my school, they had shown pictures of us throughout all the years. And, it was where everybody's going, or there were always those embarrassing pictures. But when our name or picture came up, they would say, the college they attend. So Levi Brown, Robert Morris University, and I know two of my classmates came here. One's actually my roommate, and the other one, she lives in
Donald. Donald went to school.
Yeah, you didn't know that.
No, I did not know that.
And now you know.
Kids.
Yeah, he's a psych major too. But
go psych.
Is that a joke?
I'm a psych major too.
See psych, I see what I did there. I don't know. I'm a jokester.
I see.
Oh boy, you're killing it out there today.
Yeah, the jokes are running wild on you, Hulkamania. But yeah, Donald, he goes here, and Miriam, she's a mathematics major, if I'm not mistaken. Last time I remember, but yeah, that's what it was like for us at commencement or so. That was pretty fun, pretty fun.
Yeah, in the yearbook, we got your parents could, write something, proud of you or whatever. And then they had, a picture of you. Or, it could be, two pictures or something. Or, a mini collage, basically.
I still have to get my high school yearbooks. I don't
really?
Yeah. They don't give ours at the end of our high school year. They give it to us. You get to come back and get it, when the next school year starts.
Honestly, I have my yearbook.
That's weird. Yeah, I got mine signed and everything all 4 years.
I would say I only got my yearbook signed by a couple of my classmates. I kind of wish I would have stayed because I was ready to leave on the day after because it was finals. Because seniors, we get the finals and then we don't have to come back until, commencement practice or so. And commencement practice, people brought their yearbooks back, and I was like, I should have brought my yearbook. But I was, it was in Oakland. I'm like, I'm trying not to be walking around with a book bag. Somebody's going to think I go to Pitt, so I'm just going to not go with my yearbook. But, yeah, that was commencement for me.
Yeah, we had, a little picnic, and then we had, we had like a practice, like graduation. We did it inside and outside in case it rained.
Yeah.
Because I'm the year prior it rained, so they had to do it inside. So I guess that's smart to do that. Hmm. Levi, I think you have the next question.
Oh, sure. So Justin, how often do you practice?
Well, I practice with the team once a week. Here, it's usually a Wednesday. I should be moved up to two times a week. I have a night class on Monday, so I can't ever go to that, which really stinks. But I do. I work out every day, though. That's probably
Props, good job. Yeah, I wish I was you.
I saw you in the Yorktown gym a couple of days ago. Yeah. It was around 8-9-ish or something.
He was stalking you.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. You gotta know. You gotta know your interviewees. You know.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Important.
Just have a journal in hand while I'm working out, like Justin Rickett. He lifts. How much does he lift? Just go over and ask you. It's like he benches 140. I don't know. How much do you bench?
Oh, I don't know. I could probably put up 200 at least a couple times.
He benches a couple Levi's.
I'm a weakling. My arms, my upper body, I have no strength. All my strength is in my legs. I'm a runner, so I feel like I could be a good if I played baseball. I feel like I could be a good maybe like second baseman for, because you know sometimes people can steal, or then people, there's pop flies that go out and people start running, you know how they have to run back to base. So I know a little bit about baseball.
Yeah, don't a little bit besides with an umpire who does.
But I feel like I could, you know, catch somebody that's trying to get back to a base and like just slide the ball to whoever's on that respective base. I don't know. I'm just thinking.
I'm shaking my head right now. I don't think it's right.
Shake your head and discuss.
It's good to fantasize though, you know.
Yeah. Always good to fantasize, Levi.
Sure, bring down my hopes and dreams, guys.
So, again, that's what we're here for, of course.
I'm crying.
Yeah, he's not crying. That's a weird sound in the microphone, by the way.
Yeah, I'm just listening. I'm like
crying.
I think I'm just sniffling now, actually. Yeah, I'm just sniffling. I'm not really crying. This is fun. This is fun.
I'm just literally looking at him, like, with disgust.
And Justin's over there laughing.
Oh, having a good old time back here.
That's good. You're on cloud nine.
Yeah, so that's what we're all about here.
Feels
exactly.
Like it.
How do you balance your social life and your sport?
Well, a lot of my social life comes from the sport, too. You know, I came in here, and I didn't know anybody else on the baseball team, and now... Yeah, I talk to everybody when I see him. When I see him out of class, when I see him out of practice, I see him on campus, walking around. It just kind of all intermingles, intertwines with each other. You know?
Do you hang out with any of them outside of?
Oh yeah,
practice?
We all have a intramural basketball team we play on. Well, not all of us, but you know, a good 6-7 of us all play on an intramural basketball team, and a couple of them have a house, an apartment out off campus, and we can go over there and just kind of, you know, we watch the Super Bowl over there this year.
Yeah. Are you going to live there?
Probably not. At least, definitely not next semester. I'm probably going to stay in Yorktown, actually. But maybe one of these days I'll find an apartment out there somewhere with some of the guys. But who knows?
Yeah, there's all, like, places off campus live. Yeah.
I know one of your teammates, Josh, I can't pronounce his last. I'm going to try to pronounce
it. Bacallier.
Bacallier, yeah. He's in my intro to decision class, and he was talking about, you know, going to Florida. Congrats, by the way. I know you've been telling me, you know, just because I keep seeing, we both live in the same dorm, so I see you, you know, a lot more than, say, Mara or so, since she lives on campus. But, yeah, congrats, man. Hope you guys beat Penn State, right?
We play Penn State the first game for our spring training tournament-type setup they have down in Florida. And
when does that start?
We leave March 4th. I think the first game is March 6th or 7th.
Okay.
So Sunday or that's Sunday or Monday. So I think pretty sure it's Sunday. So it'll be a good time. Penn State's very good for their the club baseball. They got like 299 of the 300 first place votes in the nation. So
they're
gonna be a pretty good team. So we'll try our best as we always do.
Yeah, I believe in you guys.
Thank you.
No problem, dude. You guys should get it.
I actually, in the beginning of last semester, I actually interviewed a baseball player. He's a senior for my Humans of RMU article. I know his name's Trevor, but I don't know his last name.
I just heard you whispering Trevor into the microphone.
He's a senior.
I feel like I feel like I know who this is, but I can't
think of his last name. Like, can't think of it at all. My brother, he played on it, I think, for a little bit. So that's why, like, I, like, asked him for his contact information because I was like, well, I need to find someone yeah. to go about. And I was like, Ned, who, he's my brother. And I'm like, hey, can you get me someone's number? Like, do you know anyone? So he did. He was being a nice brother that day. He helped me out a little bit. But, yeah, I don't know. Like,
there's
I just
a kid named Travis.
I think it might be Travis.
Travis Hunter was his name.
That's,
yep.
that's
okay.
his name, yeah.
I know who that is. I was going to say, I said Trevor. I don't think.
I don't know
Trevor
why I
team.
Thought it was Trevor. Because
Travis
and
Trevor
sound.
That's pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, it's close enough. Yeah. Oh. This okay. I'm sorry. No,
no
I sound
fine. Done. You're all right.
Yeah, okay. Tell him I said hi.
I will. Absolutely.
Yeah, I never actually seen him in person, so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
While you two were just discussing, I was just looking at the pattern of the waves. You guys were talking about Trevor, Travis.
Oh, the sound?
Yeah, I was just looking at the
Trevor,
I was just looking.
Yeah, the sounds look kind of cool. Like the waves of the sound.
Waves, yeah.
Waves.
Yeah. But, so on to the next question, Justin. Why? Well, you already had answered this, but, you know, is there anything else? Is there anything else that made you want to get into baseball besides your brother playing in little leagues and you going? Is there in your family? Did you?
Is there any other reason why you wanted to play baseball? That's your short.
Yeah, I'm sorry if it like came out.
Fine. It's when I started playing baseball because you know just experimenting with sports at a young age, and then you know the more you play some sports, you know the better you get at some, the worse you get at others, and then you realize the ones you separate the ones you like and you don't like to play. That's kind of what happened. You know, I started playing baseball and you know I wasn't very good. You know, I was younger, and then just one year it just kind of all clicked together and I got pretty good at what I was doing. So I think that was a big part of it, just being good at the sport and being able to excel at it. Just you know, it's a self-esteem booster. You know, it's nice to be good at something.
I think that's just like with me. Like I played football for so many years. That's why I'm like, you know, inclined with football terminology and everything about it compared to baseball, basketball, soccer, hockey. You know, I know more about football overall because I played that for about 5 years and I stopped playing it. I played baseball in between one of those years I was playing it, and baseball I wasn't really that good. Like I could catch, like I said, I just couldn't bat. Batting was my struggle. Batting is probably still a struggle for me if I try to like do it today. But,
probably.
Yeah, I just like catching pop flies. So I know there's baseball terminology for those.
Yeah,
no, it is a pop fly. not as correctly. Good job. I'm proud of you.
You were just thinking about it. Like, how can I? I'm gonna correct them. You were just thinking about it. But yep. But yeah, I like catching pop flies, especially like you know you yell, I got it, and just like just looking at it, and like oh, got it, bring it down. But I actually was close to catching some, but I don't think I ever did catch a pop fly. Because, you know, you got to, like, tighten the glove. You got to tighten it.
You forgot to complete the process, you know.
Right, just don't leave it open the whole way through. Close.
I'm glad you're the baseball player here and not Levi.
You guys should do a show together. Talk about softball and baseball. Just let me just embarrass myself on radio, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I would love that to happen, Levi, you know.
You guys are mean.
Hey, he's Jesus. He made you not be good.
Oh,
she does have a point there.
Bless me.
Thank you. No, he didn't bless you with that talent.
You have to bless me with the talent of baseball, Justin. I mean, Jesus.
Jesus. All right, so we're going to take a break from Levi and Jesus, and we'll be right back.
Going down, I'm yelling timber, you better move, you better dance, let's make a night, you won't remember, I'll be the one, you won't forget. Right.
fish wheel, timber.
Swing your partner round and round, and then the night is going down. One more shot, another round, and then the night is going down. Swing your partner round and round, and then the night is going down. One more shot, another round, and then the night is going down.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move. You better dance. Let's make a night. You won't remember.
We are back on Cloud 9 with Justin, and sorry about the little delay today. We had some other people in the radio station, so they were working on something, but we got in here as fast as we could. So for the game today, Justin, are you ready?
Oh, I'm
are you ready to play?
Wait, let's bring it on, baby.
All right. It's going to be, if you get them all correct, it's going to be, you're going to get $5
billion. Oh, wow.
So, you better do good.
Okay. I'm ready to go now.
So, the game this week is we're going to say baseball players' last names, and he is going to try to guess the first names. So, we're going to do that, see how it goes. $5 billion on the line.
Oh, boy.
If you don't get it correct, I don't know what we're going to do.
No.
All right. The six players, you have to at least get 5 out of 6 correct.
All right, let's
All
do
right,
it.
You ready?
Yep.
All right, Levi, why don't you start with the first name, because I don't know how to pronounce.
Really? Okay, this one.
Yeah.
This one's, I talk Spanish for 4 years, so, I mean, I can do this.
Uno.
One. Yeah. Okay, so the first name is, last name.
Yeah, we're going to do last name.
First person is Ramirez.
Did they play for the Pirates?
There are people that play in the Pirates in the list, but he doesn't play for the Pirates. No, okay. It's just like any baseball player.
There's
but they're current ones.
There's a lot of Ramirez.
I didn't realize that.
Okay. I was going to say with baseball, there's a lot of Ramirez. There's a lot of there's pretty baseball. I don't want to sound. It's mainly like majority. There's Hispanic players and. Majority Hispanic players,
yeah,
they usually have the last name. I'm sorry, I'm trying to come off as, you know, not rude or,
no,
you know, I was going to say there's just common last names for a lot of players.
You can say the letter of his first name. Just say the letter of it because that may help.
So the first letter is M.
Manny.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Okay.
There we go.
So, all right, now we know just for more, just in case.
Okay, well, I didn't know there was so many of them. I mean, I've heard it. That's why. Oh, I went online. I just, like, Googled it. That's what I do for every game we have. I just, like, Googled it, and, like, the ones that, like, I knew, I put on here so I would know them. I just didn't know how to say it. All right. So, the next person is Burnett.
This is easy.
AJ.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. If you got that wrong, I'd be like, you should just get out of Pittsburgh right now because that's not right at all.
Did Neil Walker get traded, by the way?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Just
New York Mets.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Did you see something about Ben Roethlisberger getting traded?
It's fake.
I know, but, like, I saw that. I was like, why? They would never trade. Okay, the people they would never trade is him, Sidney Crosby, and Andrew McCutchen.
Oh, if Sidney Crosby leaves Pittsburgh, I'm
crying. Yeah, no one, like, we're all moving.
I'll say, I got to move to camp. Just imagine if he went to the Maple Leafs. I would just.
That'd be so funny.
I was going to say, I'm just thinking about, I was like, wait, did I say the right team? Because I know there's the Blue Jays and Maple Leafs, and then I know there's the Raptors. So I just wanted to make sure. But, yeah, if Crosby left, pretty much that's like the Patriots getting rid of Tom Brady, which they're never going to get rid of that, man. I'll say it. And then Tom Brady going somewhere else, the bandwagon's going to flip. Patriots fans are going to become whatever team he goes to. So, yeah.
I mean, I like the Penguins. Besides, like, Sidney Crosby. Like, I like them, like, as a team. I don't really know much about them, but I do like watching them. Actually, my friend invited me to go to the Pens game last night. But in a night class, it was really sad.
That was a good game,
and
too.
I know, and that's why I'm so upset. Like, I really, like, she's on spring break right now, and I really want to hang out with her because I haven't seen her in, like, months, and she's, like, my best friend. And she invited me to go, and I was like, at first I was going to say yes, but then I was like, wait, what do I have going on Monday night? So I'm like, a night class.
Midterms.
I don't care about midterms. No, because yeah. I had a class last Monday in that class, so that was kind of like a midterm, I guess. So I wasn't worried about that. But, like, I was so upset. Like, I called my mom, like, Mom, do I have to go to class? She's like, yes. I'm like, dang it. I'm like, Lauren, I'm so sorry. We're actually hanging out on Saturday, so it's fine.
Yeah, that's good. I was going to say, spring break is only 3 days away. Because it starts on Friday. Because Saturday, Sunday, no school. Except if you have Saturday classes. If you have Saturday classes, I feel bad for you.
3 more days to Friday. I just want to make it back home by Monday.
I was going to say,
morning.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to spring break. Just
4 or 5 seconds.
Hopefully, I'm in Florida by Monday. So that's all I'm hoping
you
for.
You are very lucky.
I'll say, enjoy the warm weather, man.
No, I will.
But the next player, this is the
hardest. If you don't know this, I'm gonna cry.
This is the hardest question of this game. Are you ready?
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Positive.
Yep.
All right, Justin. McCutcheon.
Andrew.
Yeah, way to go.
Man, that was too hard, man. That took like a minute to answer.
Yeah,
man.
I know. I think I should have kept that one off.
Almost stumped me there.
Yeah, that's very difficult. All right. you should dress up like him. I think you'd be a good Andrew McCutcheon.
You can get your hair in like some dreadlocks or so.
Oh, I'm cornrowing it before I go to Florida.
Really?
Absolutely.
Actually?
Oh, yeah.
What about your beard?
Oh, we'll see.
Yeah, you can braid
it. We'll play that one by ear.
You should. But no, but you actually should. I'm not kidding. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. And so some girl on my floor can cornrow hair. I can say, hey, so if you can do that, that'd be amazing.
Okay. I can't do that.
I used to have cornrows back in 2011 at what?
Little Levi.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's actually my nickname, too. So thank you, Justin. And my dad's name is Levi, so thank you.
Actually, your dad's name's Levi?
Yeah.
You Levi Jr.?
I would be. I'm technically supposed to. I should be a third, but we all have different last names. So, yeah. But, I used to have cornrows in 2011. Just like you, how you're going to Florida now. In 2013, I went to Universal Studios, and I was just thinking in my head, like, should I go down to Florida with, you know, braids and get them redone? Or should I just go down to Orlando, you know, Florida with a haircut? Don't have to worry about that. Come back up. And I was like, you know what? I'm cutting my hair again. Because I had my haircut in 2005, in 2005. That was the last time I had my haircut. And I was like, you know what? I'm not dealing with this. I'm just getting it. Because plus the water, you know, if you have braids, try to keep them neat as possible, you know, neat as long as possible. And I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm cutting my hair. And that's what happened.
All right. Now we're moving on from Levi's hair to a baseball player.
My hair is beautiful, Mara.
All right, Levi, if you say so. All right. The next person is fielder.
Prince.
Yes. Good job. We're proud of you. You're almost there. Keep charging through.
Harper.
Bryce.
Yeah.
There we go. Wow. Amazing.
Thank you.
And this is the, me and Justin probably know. Well, you know this too, but this next one. Whenever you're ready, Mara.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say this one. This one's very difficult, Justin.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
It's really difficult. Let me, I hope I say it right. Ortiz.
David.
Yes, good job. You won $5 billion.
What can I say?
Good job.
What are you going to do now?
Go to Disney.
Pay off my debt.
Student, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pay off student debt.
Student loans.
Yep, I feel it.
I remember somebody dressed up as a student loan for Halloween. I'm like, how?
I would do that.
They were wearing a uniform and had a sign saying student debt. I was like, wow.
We all walking student debt, if you think about that.
Let's see, $30,000 on my back.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how much you guys are owing.
I haven't even looked. I'm too scared to look.
I mean, yeah, who knows, Mara?
I don't know.
It might be $100,000.
I'll wait until the end of my senior year to deal with that.
Just have a moment, like, just look back on all those years where you could have, like, searched for scholarships and grants. And
I have a scholarship right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Everybody has at least one type of scholarship. Yeah, I'm actually going to be doing that over spring break myself, search for more scholarships.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about scholarships whenever I was graduating and coming to college. I don't know why. I didn't really think about it that much.
I was going to say, for next year, I plan on dropping I eat a lot. I might just go to Giant Eagle, because I'm living on campus next year. I might go to Giant Eagle more and try to get the lowest meal plan possible. Because let's face it, I'm trying to eat healthier too. Campus food, there's campus food that's healthy, but overpriced.
It's not that much. Yeah, I agree with you. All right, so now we're going on to the Yik Yaks of the week, the best Yik Yaks of the week. Levi, would you like to start off with this one?
Sure.
Okay, let's go. See what you got.
All right, so the first Yik Yak of the week, quote, 4 to 6 pages, question mark. 4 pages it is. Due tomorrow, question mark. Due tomorrow, period. play on words there. Shout out to whoever did that. That's pretty funny. I saw it, and I was just, like, laughing at it. And I'm like, I see what you did there.
Yeah, Levi sends me the Yik Yaks every single week. I don't have a Yik Yak account. So he, why do you look at me like that?
It's not even an account. You can just go to the Google, or no, wait, App Store. I'm thinking I'm still having an Android phone. Just go to the App Store, download Yik Yak, and I think you just have to verify your phone number.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want one. Like, I don't care to, like, read them.
I just think I got yacked about one day. I was at Yorktown, and I was working there.
Probably
like,
did something stupid.
No, not stupid. Well, it wasn't stupid.
I think I heard about this.
Was it stupid?
Somebody had left their drink, and there was no one at the table. They said, when you're trying to chill in Yorktown, but the guy who's stocking and cleaning tables throws away your drink, and it was like a depressed emoji, or not depressed, like a mad emoji, and I was like, okay. Well, nobody was sitting there, so I'm like, don't leave it on your table. You know, bring it with you, take it with you, or throw it away if you're not using it, if you don't want it no more. I didn't know that somebody was still there because no one was sitting there. If, you know, his friend or their friend were sitting there, I would have just left it there. I'm like, okay, so that's obviously somebody's drink. But no one was there, so I was like, you know what? In the trash it goes.
You can leave it there for like a minute.
Well, yeah, now whenever I do see something and nobody's there, I just like wait in like 10, 15 minutes and nobody comes out and get it, fitting in. I'm just like, in the trash.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the one time I got yacked about. I actually got yacked about twice before. That one was for, you know, obviously that. And then another one for talking to someone. Someone just like said, thank you for the guy that was talking in the library or something. So, yeah. It was a while ago. It was before winter vacation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Winter vacation. I wish we had a month off going into spring break, to be honest.
Oh, don't we all?
Because then we wouldn't have to come back to school in a week. I mean, I know it's going to feel like a long time, but, I mean, once we come back, we really only have, like, a little over a month.
Once we come
back. We don't have that much.
Once we come back, they're probably just going to, professors are probably going to start just, like, shooting in, studying for finals, getting everything. Like,
yeah.
These are what's going to be on your finals. Get ready, you know, stuff like that. So,
I mean, I don't have, I'm trying to think. After I come back, I have 5 or 6 tests left. I have that many tests left.
Oh my lord.
Coming back.
Why would they wait till? Here's my problem with.
Yeah, I'm getting all mine done this week.
Exactly. With an exam after spring break, you're going to come back, you know, you probably, you know, partying. You're probably, you know, just having a good time.
Yeah, I wasn't partying, Levi. What are you assuming about me?
I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying, you know, people. Over spring break, or some people are going to be in Florida, Justin. Some people are going to be doing things, you know.
Yeah, they don't care about it. Yeah.
Exactly. They're going to just, like, blow, like, damn. I said a word on radio. Oops. Sorry, guys.
Dang.
Yeah, dang it. but, yeah, nobody wants to come back from spring break and, you know, worry about an exam that's worth, you know, 20, 30% of their grade. So,
yeah. All right, so we're moving on to the next Yik Yak of the week. Why, after 12 years of school, is it so hard to bring a pencil to a college midterm? Question mark. Like, you're not 5.
I actually, I think I rushed out for my INFS, or intro to decision class. My final was yesterday, and I ran out, and I was like, I don't have a pencil, because all I had was my study guide, because that was my only class until 1:35. And I was like, well, I gotta go back and get a pencil, and ran out. It was the shortest pencil I had. I'm like, well, it's do or die time. And just ran the INFS, got that midterm over with. I was like, this is easy. I think I aced that midterm, too.
Probably not.
I have faith in you, son.
I loved it.
You're good.
I love the Jesus role playing that we're having here. But that midterm, especially for me since I love technology, it was very easy. But
here's the last week, yeah.
Oh, this one's funny. Quote, Leo finally got one. He finally did it. He finally got an Oscar. I'm glad for Leo.
Was it? Yeah, it was an Oscar.
Yeah.
I didn't even pay attention to it.
I think he should have got an Oscar for Titanic. I mean, that was one of his biggest, you know, move. That was one of the biggest movies of all time. James Cameron, you know, obviously the guy makes fantastic films. But I think he should have got one for that, for, like, best, you know, male actor in the leading role. I feel like he did. Or I feel like he was nominated, but he just didn't win, obviously.
Yeah.
But I was talking with a friend of mine. He said, "There go 20, I'm kind of mad, Leo. Got the Oscar. That's 20 years of jokes gone." Now we got to find someone who hasn't won an Oscar, make fun of them for the next 20
years.
No,
there's some, like, memes out there that are actually pretty funny because you won.
Yeah. But yeah, those are all the ECACs of the week. And, well.
Yeah, we'll be back on. Let me bring up the date. Let me see. Because it's March now.
Yeah, and spring break is.
And spring break. So we'll be back on the 15th, March 15th. So we will see you guys. But we will have Cloud 9 then.
We will have Cloud 9 on March 15th, 2016, as regular, 5 o'clock. Tune in on by using TuneIn Radio, the app on Google Play Store or Apple App Store. And if you want to listen from a computer, go to armucenturymedia.com and go to radio, go to podcasts, and we have past episodes of Cloud9 there. And also follow Cloud9 on Twitter at Cloud9RMU, follow on Facebook at Army Radio, Cloud9, and Instagram at Cloud9RMU. I'm Levi Brown, along with
Marla Linehan.
And we thank Justin. Oh, I'm sorry, Justin. I didn't even let you talk, man.
Oh, and I'm Justin Rickard. Goodbye.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you for tuning in to Cloud9. We'll see you when we get back from spring break. Yep.